Blog Talk Radio.
Without you, baby, I feel worthless. I'm living on the edge.
It's been an hour since you've been gone, and that's too long to come back home. I can't live without you. So I cry for you. Do anything that I can to feel that touch from your hand. Sorry that I want you, lady, what do I do? You know you're
yeah.
for hours. I wanna give you your flowers and some champagne showers for the shrimp and lobster towers. But it's me that gets devoured. Ooh, when you do what you do, I'm empowered. You give me a superpower. Together the world could be ours. You pick me up on the counter, instantly thunder showers. Storming for a couple hours. When we finish, take a shower. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours. Usually, don't like nobody. And when I say nobody, I mean nobody. All these niggas full of shit. You're just a homie once they hit. Felt like giving up on love. These niggas almost made me quit. Then I met you. When I met you, I knew this was it. I've never been in love like this. A love like ours. I pray for it on my knees. Every night for some hours. And hours and hours and hours and hours. And I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. What's yours is mine and ours, and yours mine and ours. I can sit and talk to you for hours, sit and look at you for hours, making love to you for hours, laying on your chest for hours, telling you jokes for hours, holding you close for hours.
Places I've never known, when no one else seems to be getting through. Only you can tell what's going on. When I hear your name, put a smile up on my face. It don't matter the time or the place. You'll make it all better now. I could love you forever now. When I hear the sound, when I'm feeling down, ain't nobody else gotta be around. For you to make it better now. Myself together now. Let me sing my song. Don't wanna be alone. I know that when I listen, find what I've been missing right here in my heart. Let me sing my song. I know this is my heart. All that I've been waiting for. me. I thank you every day for all the things you wanted me to be. Is everything I prayed for. When the weight of the world is on my shoulders, you would take away the pain.
Take away the pain.
Through the storm, the sun still shines. With you by my side, I'm not afraid. When I hear your name, put a smile up on my face. It don't matter the time or the place. You make it all better now. I could love you forever now. When I hear the sound, when I'm feeling down, ain't nobody else gotta be around for you to make it better now. Let me get myself together now. Let me sing my song. Don't wanna be alone. I know that when I listen, I find what I've been missing.
Dial-in number, if you happen to be listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. Tonight's topic, Timothy, what is it to you? What does it mean to you? What does perfect intimacy look like for you? Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours. Perfect intimacy. You know, perfect intimacy for me means that I can be completely naked in my emotions, in my thoughts, in my deeds, in my feelings, in my actions, to be able to show you who I am without any backlash, without any side-eye looks, without any negative because I'm being real before you. Perfect intimacy, transparency, you know, the ability to be able to just say whatever, whenever, however, without the perception of being a bad person or someone who you're being naked with, seeing your words or your actions as a physical attack on them. I mean, does it exist? Do you think you can truly be perfectly intimate with someone without being looked at differently? Or are we as individuals so guarded that the moment someone wants to be transparent, we have to put up our defenses because it feels like that they're talking about us? That's my thoughts. Let me do this piece for you. The title of my piece tonight is called Perfect Intimacy. Just to be in your presence, feeling the maximization of your energy essence, makes me crave the space between our lips before we kiss. Thinking about us spending time and cooking and tasting the love of our hands is eternal bliss. Hearing your voice in the deepness of my eardrum when you haven't even spoken a word and my soul hums. The melody of your unspoken thoughts hits me into this deep, deep love-piercing onslaught. The soul of your tears wipes away my ugliest fears. Then there's your signature touch that has the ability to calm me so much, hiding my jealousy because you get to be with you more than I do. And the obvious is so true when we just talk. You surprise my neurons by isolating a brain pattern and outlining it in chalk. Not to murder, but keep the intensity of our voices captive in this moment of time, creating more and more choices for us to put our electronic devices down, focus on each other's sound, enjoy each other's aurora, so that metaphysics can take notes of what happens organic and in the natural. Our flow is like water. I'm the two-part hydrogen to your beautiful oxygen, unseen by the naked eye, but ever present and necessary to sustain life. And I never want to lose what we have created. I want to be awake and not sedated, because time with you is a delicious delicacy. You give me perfect intimacy. And that's that piece. So, perfect intimacy. Let's talk about it. First artist on the mic tonight, we have one half host of The Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, and one third host of The Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, we have La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Dan. I love this topic, man. I love it. Beautiful, beautiful piece. Definitely. Like,
thank
that's
so
swoon worthy. Man.
I appreciate you. I really appreciate you. Thank you. I'm humbled. This is a topic that I thought about all week, you know. Perfect intimacy. Not just intimacy, but perfection. Perfection. What does that look like to you? What does that say to you?
Oh, perfect intimacy. It is, it's a space that you create with that special person where you are comfortable enough in their lucidity to, like you said, be completely naked, but not just physically, where I can open my mind. I can allow my spirit and my energy, everything about me. And I don't have to second guess anything. I don't have to think. I can just be me and just be with that person and everything about me, because I already know that it's just an unconditional thing with them. I don't worry. There's nothing there. It happens organically. It's just so natural, you know. Things that are supposed to be naturally will just happen. That's pretty much it.
You know, you said something that made me think a little deeper. Time. We all know that time is a precious commodity that we can never get back. Once it's gone, it's gone. How does time define when you can be naked so that perfect intimacy can happen? When does time dictate that?
For me, I don't allow time to dictate anything. It's a moment that you capture, but you choose to capture that moment. You don't just, you know, plan it so much. For me, perfect intimacy is not planned. It just happens, like I said, organically. And if you capture that special moment right then and there, and it doesn't have to be shortened, you don't measure it. It just happens, and you let it continue for however long it is. I mean, it can continue until the end of your days together, or it can happen for a short period of time. That's the moment. It's not so much the time.
Yeah. Okay. Do you believe that you've achieved perfect intimacy with someone?
I've tried. I haven't gotten there because, to be honest, my past relationships, they didn't appreciate what I was given, what I was opening up to. So, no. Not yet, anyway.
Okay, that's fair. Well, thank you for being open and transparent and talking about perfect intimacy with everyone and myself tonight.
You're welcome. Appreciate
it. Now, I am anxious to hear the peace that you've brought for tonight.
Okie dokie. This actually is an older piece that I tweaked and added some more to. Okay. Be patient with me. Thank you. This is called Awareness Revealed. Her canvas is beautifully damaged because her flaws are pronounced by insecurities that just scream at her sometimes. All she's ever wanted was a love that would stay. The kind of love that when she looked in their eyes, she'd always see that non-judgmental and total acceptance of her and her truth. The kind of love that when she looks in their eyes, she'd always see that conversation they could have to work through it, to make it work and keep it working. Kind of love that when she looks in their eyes, she'd always see that they've fallen even deeper in love with her inner beautiful and never have to wonder if they're losing or lost interest because her outward beauty is fading. Kind of love that is unafraid and unashamed to always take her hand and go against opinions and hearsay of outside forces. The kind of love that will join in the fight with her so she won't ever have to beg or fight for it. the kind of love that knows it's comfortable and safe to be with her because her spirit, her mind, her love is home. The kind of love from the one that made her appreciate all the hurt she'd endured, because he sees behind her smiles and kisses away the tears shed by her soul. She fights through her fear of facing new love every day because she refuses to be a convenience anymore. As those memories of being broken while still missing them play in her head like a scratched record. Soft is the touch of love when you want to be and are the giver. But the spirit is easily broken through vulnerability accompanied by tear-soaked pillows from what seems like endless nights of crying out in loud silence. All she's ever wanted is a love strong enough to stay, like she does, found herself through healing. She knows who she is, and that within every waking moment of her life, there is one part of her that doesn't deserve the shine of the light. Because in the day, she captures the sun's attention, and at night, the moon sits with her for their deep conversations, while the oceans and seas conduct new melodies for her playlist. Wild orchids and Japanese cherry blossoms will always catch her eye, as she indulges often in her favorite scents of the grass and trees carried by the wind, her aromatherapy for healthy, calming pleasantries. She is the part of love that understands. She is life worth living. And that's it.
Wow. This was beautiful. There is a line piece that I simply love. I mean love. You said the kind of love that knows it's comfortable. But the line before that, the kind of love that will join in the fight with her so she won't ever have to beg or fight for. That is perfect intimacy. Joining in fight and not having to fight. Perfect intimacy. This piece was amazing. I enjoyed it. But that line really, really hit me. Because love is something you shouldn't have to fight against.
Right.
Now, if true love, you wouldn't have to fight for it, but you will have to fight.
I couldn't hear you.
I said you won't have to fight for it, but you most certainly have to fight to keep it.
Yeah, especially men in this society.
Yeah,
so many challenges.
Man, this is an awesome piece. Make sure you post it on the event page, so that everyone else and I can go back and read it. Because I love going back rereading pieces that you guys spit. And before I send you over to the VIP lounge, because I've gotten email threads. I've gotten letter threats. I've gotten postcard threats. I've gotten anonymous text message threats. Didn't even know that was possible. I've had some cryptid voicemails.
Wow.
About you being absent from the Let's Talk About It VIP lounge. they was like, yeah, you're going to have to do something because we can't go this long without having her here. So the security team is they've rolled out the red carpet. They've already popped the bubbly. The champagne tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is coming in from Italy. I'm going to need you to give the rundown of where you are in Epiphany this week so that you can get over there and hang out with the security team.
All right, it has been a minute. Okay. Alternating Saturday night with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with Stan the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through healthy conversation and open mic poetry. Alternating Monday night, I am in the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Duggar, and Poetic. Now, y'all come on by there Monday night because we got a second half of the show. It's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side, where you get a chance to put some phrases together that are given to you, and you write a piece within the time limit of a song played for you. Now, Wednesday night, I am one half host of The Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. As usual, the topic is up in the air, because you know how we like to spring it on you at the last minute, but we know that you love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in The Love Zone. Back to you, Poetic.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, please, please, go get your guys and calm them down.
Yeah, fellas.
Tame them. Do whatever it is you got to do. Because, you know, those things that I got were not pleasant, okay? And, you know, you wouldn't even think that I was even the boss over there, but they don't care. So, please, go on over there to the VIP lounge, have yourself some bubbly, and, yeah, just hang out, and I don't know what they're going to do to you. It's been so long. I can't even say. Ladies and gentlemen, go on over to the VIP lounge, the Pearl of Negra. Take your socks off, baby, baby.
One love, one bite.
One love, one bite. Man, the carrying ons that I have to deal with, man, y'all don't even know when it comes to that security team and her. But we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we have Amelia T. Davis. Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, King.
Good evening, good evening. So, how are you?
I am fabulous, thank you.
My pleasure. Now, I know you've been listening. And we're talking about perfect intimacy tonight. What is perfect intimacy to you?
Okay, first it just said intimacy, not perfect intimacy.
It does if you read the description, not just the picture. It's just a picture, but it's perfect intimacy.
Well, I wrote a piece, so let's see if that answers your question.
No, 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 no. Before you do your piece,
you're not
going to
let me off that easily, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
I think my...
Hold on. And everyone else that's listening, if you pressed one, yes, we are talking about perfect intimacy tonight. The show is called Let's Talk About It, where we do day-night differently. So what are we going to do? We're going to talk about it. So, Amelia, let's talk about it.
Okay. I think it's really when you do drop all your walls, your defenses, and... you let that other person see who you are at your very core.
mm-hmm.
no masks, no walls, and to feel safe in doing that. Enjoying each other's company regardless come what may. You know, we're not always going to be looking perfect or speaking perfectly and yet have that connection where you look into each other's eyes and not a word has to be said. You understand each other. I think that's what perfect intimacy is exactly that, to look into your mate's eyes and just know without speaking what they're saying.
Yeah, that's definitely perfect intimacy. As I was talking with Danielle, I was talking about time. And the level of intimacy that you're describing does take time. But you have to spend time studying and understanding the person that you are with to create that level of perfect intimacy. I think what gets hard when we try to create that level of intimacy, you talked about letting your guard down, letting your walls down. And as a man who has been with women who have let their walls down and then decide to put them back up, it's unfair. It's unfair. The reasons that it's done, I understand, but it's unfair to make a man have to tear down walls that he already tore down. But that level of intimacy, to just be able to look at someone and know what they're thinking and feel that energy and just gaze into each other's eyes and just hold that moment right there. Yeah, I love that. That's definitely perfect intimacy right there. It's okay. Thank you.
You're exactly right that it takes time and you really have to study one another's moods and tendencies and body language and so on. But also, I think perhaps male or female, the walls may be down, and because of some incident in their past, they see something that looks perhaps like a red flag. And maybe it's not a red flag from you, but in their past, it was a red flag. And so then up come the walls again because they become scared, concerned. Oh, I saw that red flag with so-and-so, and now I see it with him or her, and uh-oh, I better pull my walls back up. And I think, but... But then that goes to communication, because then if you say, you know, hey, when I saw that whatever and it made me concerned, was that what you were meaning or is that what you were expressing? But it comes down to communication. But unfortunately, the older we get, and the problems we've come across, we tend to just react, mm-hmm. you know, assume true. That, and it might be, because they're two different people, and you know, whoever was in your past and the person you're dealing with right now. And as I said, just because it was a red flag with so-and-so, does not necessarily mean it's a red flag with the person that you are interacting with right now. So
true. So true. Absolutely.
And the only way to overcome that is communication.
Yeah, communication is key. I think the issue for some of us is that when we see something that reminds us of our past, and we communicate that in our present, and you turn around, the present turns around and does that in the future, it makes us apprehensive. But I get it, you know. I often say that, because me and an Epiphany host, we often have these chats about women not being the same. And I agree, no woman is the same. But you do have some similar tendencies. So, but perfect intimacy, being able to be bare and transparent, it takes a lot. It takes a lot. And when you let your walls down and you want to be open with someone, you want to just let go. You want to, and this is for all of my family out there that's listening and who are open to just keep trying to love over and over and over again. At some point, you get tired of trying. And while I believe that none of us were meant to be alone, the idea of trying again sometimes shackles us and cripples us to wanting to be this perfect intimacy that we're discussing tonight. So thank you, Amelia. Thank you for jogging the brain cells, for giving us your insight. And see how necessary and how important it was for you not to just jump right to your piece? Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Now, what piece did you bring for us tonight that you'd like to share?
It's Fresh Ink. It's called Intimacy.
All right, the mic is yours.
Intimacy between a couple is when you can drop all the pretense, walls, and masks and be comfortable with your partner seeing you at your core. To look into one another's eyes and understand without one word spoken. It's waking up next to each other. He is unshaven. She has her hair in a mess. Both with nasty morning breath and saying to yourself, isn't that person absolutely divine? It's about long talks about any subject under the sun and feeling completely secure. It's about protecting each other regardless of the argument you just had. It's about candlelight dinners for two. It's about just kicking back and watching TV in each other's arms. It's about sharing secrets only the two of you know about and never revealing them. It's about picnics in the park, sharing food and wine surrounded by nature. It's about creating your children, then raising them as a team. It's about your special someone creating a special moment, like a bubble bath and a massage after a long day at work. It's about enjoying each other's company, no matter how dull or boring the moment may be. It's about praying to the Lord together every morning and every night. It's about studying the Bible together, learning, growing in Christ. It's about having Jesus right there in the middle of your relationship. It's about sitting by the bedside while the other is ill. It's about cooking a meal together, then washing the dishes together. It's about having one unified direction, harmoniously working together. It's about walking hand in hand down the pathway of life. It's about watching sunsets in each other's embrace. It's about falling asleep in each other's arms. It's about deep emotions expressed from each of you in all sincerity and trust. In my opinion, that is what intimacy really is between a man and a woman. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Absolutely beautiful, Fresh Ink. You talked about, I don't know why this line it grabs me so, but you talked about sharing secrets that only the two of you know not to be uttered. Nothing is worse than being with someone that you've shared secrets with, and then you break up and they decide to share those secrets with the people that we're not supposed to know those secrets about. I have to laugh from crying because of that, I lost a very good friend. And, yeah, that can be detrimental. So nowadays, I keep everyone's secrets to myself. I don't tell anyone else's secrets anymore. I've learned that lesson. But this was an amazing piece. You talked about cooking and then washing the dishes together, walking down a pathway of life together, falling asleep in each other's arms. And I want to point out, ladies and gentlemen, all the pieces that we've heard tonight, intimacy did not produce the physical act of sex in any of the pieces tonight so far. While intimacy does include that, but perfect intimacy is outside of that realm, and the actual act of the physical intimacy is a result of that perfect intimacy. So thank you, Amelia, for that piece.
My pleasure. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Get on over to the VIP lounge and grab you a glass of liquid libation if you dare. It's from Italy. And I heard it was pretty good tonight.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. My pleasure. One love, one mic. And remember to take your socks off, baby, baby.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Amelia T. Davis on her way to the VIP lounge to grab some bubbly. Watch out for Danielle and the crew over there, though. They, you know, I don't know what's going on. I told them don't even send me no reports because I don't want to be a part of those shenanigans at all. Next up on the mic, y'all, we have our favorite Canadian, Lady A. How are you, darling? Lady A, are you muted?
Yes, I am. Sorry for that. I said, hi, how
That's
are you?
All right. Good, good. How
I
you
love
doing?
The talk tonight.
Thank you. Thank
I've been
you so
okay,
much.
Okay, thanks.
Good, good. So let's get into it because I'd love to know and hear your thoughts about perfect intimacy. What does it look like to you? What is it to you? What does it say to you?
Well, first of all, I think it says that someone cares about me in their own true honesty, and you can feel that they care about you, that they love you. I think that the pure intimacy, and I don't really think it has anything to do with sex, although that is an intimate part of a relationship. I think it's everything else that culminates mm-hmm. in that physical intimacy. I think that it's a feeling of not having to say anything, that your presence alone speaks louder than words, and touching. I think that intimacy is knowing your partner and knowing what pleases them, what makes you happy, your partner wants to do that for you because they love you. And I think it's very emotional, perfect intimacy. It's highly emotional. There's a connection there that's electrifying. I don't think everybody gets to have that. And if you do get it, it's certainly fabulous. But I think it's a very, almost a spiritual, cerebral, emotional feeling that you can look in his eyes or her eyes and see without either speaking, you can see that they love you. And most of all, I think, you know, the person wants to be with you. They want you in their life. They want to spend time with you. They want to be in your presence. And it's a thrill. It's always a thrill to be in that person's presence. I think it's perfect harmony. Can it be achieved? Can you have it? I believe so. I think sometimes relationships, people in their relationships are too selfish because they're thinking of themselves rather than thinking of the partner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That is one of my points whenever I'm talking with couples in some type of counseling session, or be it just asking a question. I often refer to the fact that if you could remove two flaws from your relationship, it will work like it's supposed to. And one of those flaws is selfishness. Because the moment that you take on that air of selfishness, everything becomes about you. And you no longer care what your partner wants, what your partner needs. You are no longer there to provide that intimacy that they need because you're so focused on getting your own.
And even if you're in a disagreement, is it more important for you to fight fair or fight to win? You know, do you want to win this because you want to win, you want to be number one, or do you want to be fair, you know? There's a way to fight without destroying each other, and I don't think a lot of people know that.
Unfortunately, they don't, which is why you have a lot of relationships that end badly, because most people feel like that they have to hurt the other person to be free.
The other big thing about relationships is if you've broken up and you're going into another relationship, we too often search out the same kind of person, the same type of person.
Nope, I never do that.
I don't mean you. I mean in general, you people.
In general.
Search out the same kind of, and wonder why it doesn't work a second, third, fourth time, because they've searched out the exact same type of person that will end up hurting them.
You know, Lady A, I purposely search for a different kind of woman. Each time I make a decision that I'm going to be with somebody. And I just have not been successful. So maybe my problem is searching out different
people. Well,
that's
because you live in the
United States,
and I live here. That's the only reason.
I see. Now it makes sense. but in all seriousness, though, that's society as a whole. Like, I mean, you're going to run into the same type of person. Same type. Because I said earlier in the show, I said that not all women are the same, but they have the same tendencies. And you just actually just said that always looking for the same type. I mean, and you see it. You can tell. But you made some very, very valid points about this perfect intimacy. I like when you said that your presence – around someone would speak volumes. I love that.
Yeah.
My God, I love that. Oh.
Yeah.
Let me be me. Let me be as transparent as I need to be. And you can have the whole world. That's a promise.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hey. All right. What did you bring for us tonight?
I brought a poem called Love Songs. And
ooh.
It's a poem that I wrote quite a while ago. It was, well, 3 years ago. And have you ever read any of Pablo Neruda's pieces?
I have not.
Oh, he's just a fabulous poet. And there was a quote, was the prompt, and the prompt says, "In one kiss, you'll know all I haven't said."
Oh, my God. Ooh.
Isn't that fabulous? Yeah.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. And, oh, my God, in one kiss.
Yeah. So I wrote this piece inspired by that quote. And it's called Love Songs. Thank you. Tender lips, melodic kiss, ethereal. Hands, fingers, caress, divine, sensorial. Poetic voice, balmy upon my skin. Your arms strong, wrapped around to hold me in. Linger, love, linger longer. Linger, lips languish. A kiss conveyed, displayed, portrayed, love's language. Perfect kiss I so miss, every sense aware, flawless bust on lips brush, no one can compare. Velvet tongues touch, twirl, make music, sing a song. Our love songs composed upon our mouths lifelong. Unsaid words sweetly heard, on plump lips kissed, reminisce, his love, his kiss, I can't unkiss. End poem.
Oh, my God, his lips I can't unkiss. Ooh. Lady A, this is beautiful. This is so beautiful.
Thank you.
I love this. I truly, truly do. I mean, you know, love poems, the genre of romance when it comes to poetry is like my favorite, period.
Me too.
It's my favorite because I just love the way the poet takes those words and create this cocoon of love to be expressed. And then when that cocoon opens and you let out this poetic masterpiece, it's truly, truly amazing, and that's what this is. This is amazing, and I love that line. Oh my God, amazing! Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. If you like, I can send you a couple of poems by Neruda just for your pleasure.
You know, I was just getting ready to say that. I would love that because I would definitely love to read his work for sure. So please,
I'll send you some.
Thank you. Now, the champagne is being poured. The VIP lounge is lively. And it is your time to go over there and make your grand entrance. Are you ready?
I will. Oh, I am. I'm taking my socks off right now.
There you go, baby. Baby, take them socks off.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. One love, one mic, Lady A.
One love, one mic.
Wow, what an amazing first hour. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. When you're online, just call in and press 1. If you're already here and you desire to be a part of this topic, perfect intimacy tonight, press 1. Now, what do you say we keep this going? What do you think? Are y'all ready for some more? You ready to hear some more? Hold on. How about this first?
Man, I came home from work. All I wanted was a beer and see someone twerk. It's Friday, and I'm ready to turn up. Single and no dates lined up. Gotta get in them streets, see what's popping. Can't let nothing stop me. Wait, hold up. It's time for Let's Talk About It. The radio show on Epiphany? Let's get it. Time to take my socks off and get comfy and do date night differently. Tonight's topic? You just have to tune in and see, because there won't be no debate. Now tell me, can anyone relate?
You are listening to Epiphany Radio, For Real Entertainment Network. I am Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Take your socks off.
thing. But you gotta be careful. There's a lot of things out there trying to get you. Hold on.
Welcome back to Dynamite Duo, husband and wife team, known as Kindred the Family Soul. And you can see their perfect intimacy in their music. But let's keep it going. Next up on the mic, we have area code 909. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. Who do we have on the mic?
Hola, Van.
Hey, Bella. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. I still sound like a frog, but I think I can pull up the intimacy thing here.
Absolutely, I know you can. You sound great to me. You sound great to me. You might be struggling with your voice, but just hearing you is great to me. So thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
It's so good to hear you. So, you've been listening for quite some time. And we're talking about this perfect intimacy. What is that to you? What does perfect intimacy look like for you?
It's something that I will be sharing with you guys tonight, and I am sharing it already, I think, with the people who have read their poems, because intimacy is something that opening up yourself to someone, regardless who that person will be it a stranger or someone close to you. It doesn't mean that I don't believe in physicality. It's the absence of physicality, but understanding of one's soul. That is intimacy for me.
I love that. You are so right. You are so right. You are the first to point that out this in terms of you're experiencing it right now. And that is so true, because we're sharing our deepest sides of us through our work and through this conversation. So yes, Mibella, yes, yes, yes.
Mama A pulled out the Neruda on you, huh? So you're going to meet up with Pablo sometime?
Sometime, absolutely, absolutely. Because I'm learning some new stuff tonight, and I'm hearing new stuff tonight, and it's poetically, it's got me open. I had no idea how this topic was going to go. I know at some point we all have experienced intimacy, but when it comes to perfect intimacy, we miss the mark, and you know. But I know it's attainable, because like Lady A said, she has hope. And I believe hope is very important and very essential to understanding that as long as you have hope, anything is possible.
Yes. Faith, love, and hope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what poetry did you bring for us tonight?
I have an epistle, and since I was going to read something different, and I showed it to Mama A, however, I found this poem, and I want to be more intimate to you and to the people that I connected here, even though they don't really know me. We only met here virtually, but like you said, intimacy is the absence of the physicality, but more on
that's
the
right.
connecting of soul. So that's what I'm going to share to you. Hopefully
it
meets your expectation, though.
Absolutely. Let me get out of the way. The mic is yours.
Thank you very much. The title is My Grace. This one is an episode. And the inspiration of this was the quote, if you could chat with anyone in this bench for an hour, who would it be? So, dear God, I know how much time you give to listen to each and everyone's wishes. My Grace, you don't only listen to the murmurs of the parading saints, but also to the chants of non-believers. Today, please rest with me. Rest your shoulders from the burdens I've surrendered unto you. Hold my weak hands and see my pleas through my restless eyes, as my lips speak nothing but only gratitude for every blessing you have laid on my palms. I am forever grateful for the life you made me see. I know my time is only borrowed, and only you can give the extension until I fulfill my purpose. And if my duty with the living is accomplished, I will fear nothing, for I know I will lay my soul to rest beside you, my Grace. I carry no wise in my heart, for I already accepted what was molded long before I was born. But I do have something in my soul that only you can answer. How much time do I have? I would like to learn so I can help the ones who love me heal before I pass. I would like to stitch their broken heart and help them accept that it's all right, that I am all right, for I am holding your hands. I would like to love them more and more each given hour in case the love that I give is less. I would like to sit beside them until they can no longer tear and smiles will slowly appear. Most importantly, I want to be cleansed, body, mind, and soul, because I can only walk beside you once purified. Dear God, I know I sometimes forget to thank you. Do forgive me, for I know that I am flawed. Thank you for today, for the sun that will shine on my waking hour, and for the faces that I will see before the moon kisses my eyes. Thank you for molding me. Thank you for this time. And thank you for this borrowed breath. Heal my heart, heal my mind, heal my soul. Only you can judge me with all my heart, with all my soul, with all that I am. Isabel. And episode.
Wow. Just wow. I love peace, Bella. My Grace. Only he can judge you. This was so intimate. So yeah, it definitely exceeded my expectations. But you always do. I love your work. So I'm just glad that I was able to hear another one of your pieces. But I couldn't tell that you were under the weather when you were doing your piece. I couldn't tell that your throat was scratchy or it was even bothersome. So that's an testament
yes,
to you as an artist and your commitment to the intimacy of your piece. I love it. Thank you, Bella. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Duvan.
Oh, man. Now I got to send you an over to the VIP lounge. It's a party over there. La Perla Negra doing her thing with the security team. Amelia T. Davis is over there hanging out. Lady A is sending me some poems, and she's getting her glass of bubbly. And, you know, it's just a wild party over there. So I'm going to send you over there to join yourself and enjoy yourself, okay?
Yes, I'm taking my socks off, too, and my shoes.
Baby, baby. Yes.
Baby, baby.
All right. One love, one mic, Bella. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Bella with that intimate piece. Oh, man, it was amazing. It was so good to hear her. Oh, man. Let's keep this party going. Let's bring up the next poet on the mic. We have none other than Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
Happy Saturday, Van.
Happy Saturday. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Gigi. They're actually in the living room watching. I'm not even going to involve myself. Whatever it is they're watching.
I know that's right.
They're not bothering me. I'm not going to bother them. Let's leave it at that.
I know that's right.
But, yeah, I had to come through as soon as they were settled. I was like, okay, it's quiet. I can call in. I don't have to hide. So, yeah, here I am. It was a treat to hear Bella. I just called in. I've been missing her sweet voice.
Oh, man, I've been missing her, too. And when, you know, when I opened up my mic and I heard it was her, you know, the biggest smile just came off.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Bella, we love you. You know, you are wanted here. Let me tell you something. Let me tell all of y'all something. Epiphany Radio, we want you here. You are never a burden. You are never not wanted. We want you here. This is your place. This is your environment to be intimately expressive. Ooh, I like the way that sounds.
All right now.
I like the way that sounds. Oh, hold on. Let me write that down. Intimately expressive. I likes that. Oh, okay. Okay. Back to you. But, and when you're absent, when you are absent, you better believe we sent out a whole search party looking for y'all. Y'all just don't
understand.
Yeah,
I felt that on my phone last night. I was like, my bad. I was going through it. I didn't even know that anybody was paying attention.
Listen, man, because, you know, you're missed, right?
Sickness ran through my family like, you know, wildfires in California. And it was so crazy to where, like, in a household, it would skip just one person. At my daughter's house, my oldest granddaughter's the only one who, if there was a bug that we had, we all got, and it skipped you.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, shit, I should look out. That's our blessing right there. She's the one.
I feel. Is it all right if we be intimately expressive tonight, y'all? Is it okay? Okay. I feel like with the emergence of COVID and all of the strands and variants that are coming from it, it has made things like the common cold so much worse.
Man.
And I'm sitting here like, oh my God, I've had like a tickle in my throat. And a scratchiness of my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 2 weeks now. I know it's not COVID because I'd have been put down.
I'm going to say one more again. If you call me before I have my coffee, you're going to wonder who that dude was that answered my phone. It's bad. It is really bad. I'm like, wow. It doesn't hurt, but it sounds bad. And then I told my mom this days ago, I've had a runny nose since 2019. I don't remember the
day. Right.
When Kleenex wasn't part of my day-to-day. And it's not like, and for me, I used to call it hay fever, or my allergies were seasonal. And now that you're right, it's winter. Why is my nose still running? Why are my eyes red and itchy? Yeah, these allergens are different. Everything is different.
In case the listening audience is wondering, Gina and I right now are having what's called perfect intimacy because we're being completely bare and transparent.
It's been wild that somebody has to say out loud what so many people are feeling and thinking.
Right, absolutely. So let's get to this topic, though, Gina. Perfect intimacy. What is that for you? What is it?
Okay.
What does it look like? What does that say to you, perfect intimacy?
Well, you've known me for a lot of years. And over the years, that answer will continuously change because our circumstances change. So I found myself in the middle of my life and single. And I value this candid, open, intimate conversation just as much as I do a hug. It feels like it's pulling my entire spirit back together, or a kiss that gives me butterflies, and even when his lips aren't touching mine, it lingers. I need intimacy every day, and I didn't realize it until I didn't have it. And now I know that every single day I need to engage other human beings the same way, even if it's not physical touch. Sometimes I need somebody to pray for me. Lots of people call me to pray for them. Sometimes I need someone to tell my secret to, because I hear lots of secrets.
Right.
Sometimes I need somebody to ask me if I'm okay, because I'm checking to see if 15 to 20 people daily are okay. So that's intimacy that I need, like air that I breathe. Somebody to just
talk
about me first. Yeah,
because
I always put myself last.
Yeah, I understand. I definitely understand. And, wow. You said something that touched me just a moment ago, finding yourself at a point in your life, single, where we are in age. And, my God, I never thought I'd be here. Like, seriously, like, I got so much perfect intimacy to give to somebody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking about my marriages and my many fiancés. Everyone that I've ever loved, if I ever said I love you, I still do. And if I told you I love you, I will always. Like, it doesn't go off. I can't turn it off. Now, I may not be romantic love anymore, and I may not want your last name to be my last name. But I will always continuously care for you, because at some point you meant the world to me and I actually wanted to be your wife. But now that I'm not saying that there's no candidates, it's just that I'm not even entertaining it. I had to tell somebody else today, oh, I'm not taking applications, but thank you, appreciate it.
I know that's right.
I get to that point again, I know what I'm bringing to the table. So I won't downsize or diminish myself or compromise. And the compromise is necessary in our relationship. But when I say compromise, I'm talking about, like, compromise my standards to the point where if you have an unemployment check, I feel like, you know what, you worked long enough to earn that income, and in the interim, I understand you just collecting the checks while you found something that's going to be, you know, the career that you retire from. But, I'm in a different place in my life, so I can support you in that as a friend. But if you're looking for happily ever after, I'm not the person for you.
I know that's
I gave it the office. I don't do charity anymore.
That's a whole nother show. Cause Lord knows
it is,
we can talk
is.
About that. Oh God. Because how long Gina and I have been friends. Because I know about biblical one and biblical two.
Oh yeah.
The two marriages that she's talking about. Yeah, I understand.
Right. Those two. I mean, I love them, but whoa, what was I thinking?
You and me both.
I always tell people that was a different version of me. I'm not her anymore.
Yeah, totally.
You should have met a younger me, because I don't do that.
Sorry, my bad. You good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what? Now that we've gotten that out of the way, what piece or what freestyle would you like to drop on us tonight?
Yeah. So I've been writing this series called Dear Love for about 12 years now, and I started putting it on Facebook, I think, about 10 years ago. I'm going to do a deal of 2022. I think the last place I did it was, like, before I came to you and J-Rob last night. I did it at Nyla Speaks Eats Cafe. And I think it's a necessity.
Okay.
People know the romanticized version of Gina Storm before this year, but this is a brand new me.
I know that's right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you, bro. Dear love, 2022. Dear love, I had to start writing these letters because I felt like love didn't love me no more. I'm thinking, I've been loving love since I knew that it was a thing for sure. I've been loving my parents and my siblings, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, my grands, all of the extended family, people who were barely even holding onto a leaf on a branch of the tree that belongs to we. And that's okay, too. See, I've been loving friends and neighbors and classmates and coworkers, too. And the love that I have to give, it's not even going to be able to be measured in anything that you know before any ruler, any scale, any calendar, any place, any time. See, what I'm looking for is that thing that eludes so many people. I think that they were looking for love, but what they actually ran into was the possibility of when you extinguish all of the possibilities, then for you, it seems like love, happily ever after, for you can't be a dream come true. And I thought that that's where I was, and then I had to look inside of my heart a little deeper, and I found that there was still chamber, a heartbeat, a lifeline, a venture, a vein, an artery, something at the core of me that said that I'm still breathing. Today is the present, and I unwrapped it carefully and loved every moment up until right now. And what I'm screaming is, dear love, I still have love to give. In an intimate, transparent way that some men in their life will never be able to say, God damn, nobody loved me right. And if they had the opportunity to love me, then they would know that I will not miss. This is my bat, and I'm a swing for the fence. I still feel like I might have several decades to live, and with all the love that I'm willing to share and give, I just want to get it right for once. It doesn't have to be forever, but just for the rest of my life. I can't wait to see if my next kiss is my last kiss, because most assuredly I kiss my own, I don't know, probably legion of frogs by a current date. So many people that I thought were going to become something that they weren't, and it's not because they didn't see what I saw when I looked at them. It's just that they didn't believe that they had the potential, and that's something that can't be instilled in them. Yeah, it has to just come naturally to him. I can't turn a male into an alpha, nor can I make him be a king when he's a joker. But the reality is this. I will not be dumbing down my conversation or diminishing my gifts, because I came to give the best of me from now until infinity, because simply, love, I need you to understand I will always love thee, but there's nothing on the planet that I love more than me. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Man, y'all, this is another exquisite piece for the evening, and I'm so glad for playback, because I go back and I listen to Gina's freestyles to see what I've missed.
Yes, me too.
And just to hear things over and over again, because when she dropped gems and jewels on you, you better catch them, because if you don't, you miss them, and I encourage you to listen to the playback so you can hear all of it, because it was a lot of it in this piece. Which was phenomenal, Ink Tina. Simply phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you so much, bro. I'm just glad that I made it in queue. The kids wound down enough for it to be possible, and just, you know, I'm back. And I told you last night, like, I wasn't trying to be hiatus, but I took a necessary break, and I'm just glad.
What I like to call a John Wick moment, where he talks about it, like, you know, I didn't know you was back. He's like, yeah, I got to thinking, and yeah, I'm back.
Yes. Absolutely. So that's honored. I'm not even offended. It's so me. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's good to hear you back. You know, my 4-year-old, she's got my tablet, and she refused to leave me. She refused to leave out of the room. I said, okay. I said, if you're going to be here while I'm doing my show, you've got to be quiet. She says, okay, I'll be quiet. And then turns up the iPad. Like, really? Like, are you kidding me? So I get it. But she has honored her daddy's wishes, and she has kept quiet. She's only disturbed me, like, twice. Just twice.
My grandson is still awake, and I don't know how he does. He's 5. I don't know how he does it, but I swear he works days and midnights. He really does. I'm like, bro, when are you asleep? Did I miss it?
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah. I tell everybody, these new kids, these are the kids that were born after the millennial. So if they were born from 2000 to now, these ain't the kids that we used to.
Yeah, these are not the kids that we're used to.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, because my kids are there until like 4 o'clock in the morning. And, hey, I'm thinking I'm going to get a few hours of peace when I get up at like 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. Nope. They
still
pop
be up,
right up
like that didn't happen.
They be up like, hey, hey. I'm like, did you go to sleep?
It's the worst. They got me taking vitamins and everything.
I know that's right.
I feel like it's that generation that's going to keep us alive. So we need them. They're essential. They wow, but they are essential.
Definitely. Oh, well, yeah. All right, Gina, we're going to send you on over to the VIP lounge to grab you some of that imported Italian champagne for the evening. Grab
Looking
your glass
to
of soup and stick around.
I'll see you
in
the sanctuary tomorrow.
Absolutely. Ladies and
one
gentlemen,
love,
on her way to the VIP lounge, one love, one mic, is Gina Storm. Man, what phenomenal ink has been spilled here tonight. Oh, my gosh. And I wanted to wait to do this until later in the show. The definition of intimacy, it's a noun, and it says close familiarity or friendship, closeness, the intimacy between husband and wife. I didn't hear anything sexual related in there. Close familiarity or friendship or close friendship, closeness. And that's all we've been talking about all night. And I say, you know, the next woman that God decides to give me, we're going to be friends first. There is nothing more important to me than a friendship, because I know that through the test of time, that relationship will last because we were friends first. And we would have developed a special kind of intimacy that didn't come from a physical act, but came from just the closeness of us being together. Now, I often say on every one of my shows that I am not a relationship expert, but I've been in enough relationships to expertly talk about them. Let me give you the epiphany rundown. Join us tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's going to be Soul Cafe. Nah, it's going to be Do What You Like. Let's see who's really paying attention. I guess you got to come through and see which one it is. I mean, I know. But do you know? La Perla Negra, the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, and yours truly, Poetic. I'm just messing with y'all. It's going to be the Soul Cafe, so make sure y'all come through. And then on Tuesday night, it's going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night, the hottest night of the week, is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And we will be taking a trip to Baltimore for some Baltimore jazz. And then next Saturday, it will be Poetic Therapy with your host, La Perla Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. So, I'm sorry I skipped Friday. Friday is Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Ms. VIP, please forgive me. Don't kill me. I just so happy to get to Saturday. But make sure y'all tune in. Epiphany's got something available for you every day of the week. Come through. Hang out with us again. When we don't hear you, you're missed. And I can't echo that enough. So never sit back and think that no one is thinking about you. No one cares about you. No one wants to hear your work. We want to hear you. Definitely want to hear you. So, Epiphany Radio thanks you for spending your time with us on this Saturday night. I thank you for hanging out with me and dating me tonight. But please make sure you come back tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factor. Let's have some church, y'all. Now, I'm going to get out there because I can end a little early and get out there and get me some of that bubbly and the VIP. I'm just not going where Danielle and, yeah, this Kitty team is because, I'm not going over there. But we'll see y'all tomorrow. One love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.